Debbie, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. So tell us first a little bit about the River City Players.
I'd be glad to. River City Players, for those that don't know, is Cape Girardeau's community theater. And we've been around for a long time. We've been doing our shows at Port Cape since around 1996. They are our home. This dinner theater is really the only dinner theater between St. Louis and Memphis. So it's really a great opportunity for such a town as Cape Girardeau.
And you're all volunteers in this organization, right?
You are correct. We are all volunteers, from the board of directors, to the actors, to the sound, to the lights, to the stage crew. We're all volunteers.
And can anybody participate?
Oh, absolutely. We are always looking for new people that are interested. And you know, we would even love for people to come out to auditions, even if they're not interested in auditioning. Come out and sit with us and just see what we're all about and what it takes to put a production together.
All right. And so let's talk a little bit now about retro radio. This caught our attention. Of course, we're a radio station, so we love the idea. So tell us about retro radio.
Retro radio is being directed by Tana Howard. She decided that instead of doing a regular script that you order and you memorize the lines and you get up on stage and you rehearse and you rehearse, she wanted to do something outside of the box. And she came up with, let's do a tribute to the golden age of radio. And the board of directors immediately said, what a neat idea. So Tana is the one that has adapted these stories, these old stories from radio shows from years past, and has put it together. And I want you to know that she even wrote jingles for our sponsors that you always have in a radio show.
Right.
She wrote jingles and she put them to nursery rhymes. And then she went to the local businesses and said, I've written a jingle about your business. Would you be interested in purchasing this jingle? And if you are, we'll perform it at our production of Retro Radio.
And I know the show will include some great radio shows of the past. What are some of those shows that listeners may recognize?
We're going to do The Lone Ranger. Everybody knows that. Then we're going to do an old radio show on the Bickersons. And anybody that doesn't remember the Bickersons, just think snoring really, really loud. After the Bickersons, we're going to have an intermission. And oh, by the way, everyone's invited to the dance floor during intermission to dance to some good 30s music. After intermission, then, we'll do two more. We'll do The Shadow. Everybody remembers him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the laugh. And then last but not least, the famous Who's on First.
Debbie Barnhouse is the president of the River City Players. Debbie, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
You can see Retro Radio tonight for a show-only performance at Port Cape. Doors open at 6:30 and the show begins at 7. The last two dinner shows are Friday and Saturday night with dinner at 7 and the show at 8. Reservations can be made by calling Port Cape at 334-0954. And by the way, the River City Players are holding auditions for their next play, Neil Simon's Rumors, this Sunday at 2 o'clock, also at Port Cape.